Hey guys, thank you for listening to the Zach Scriven Podcast. The Zach Scriven Podcast is sponsored by Anchor. Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. It gives you everything you need right in one place for free to publish your podcast across Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, all the podcasting place. You can record, edit, and even add sponsorships and earn money from your podcast. Really easy to get started. Go to anchor.fm or download the Anchor app to get started. And thank you, Anchor, for sponsoring the Zach Scriven Podcast. Thanks for listening.
I know what an influencer is. It's...
What are your thoughts on influencer?
I really think that people kind of refer to themselves more as content creators.
Yeah, that's. I think that's definitely what I do. I create videos, obviously, that's what I'm doing right now, but... For me, the influencer association with LinkedIn is kind of what I like, and also like kind of breaking the stigma about, you know, some of the negative connotation about influencers, right? Like just like showing some skin or, you know, not really providing any value. So that's why I'm actually talking to Matthew, trying to see like what could get him off the streets, you know, like what is that next step? He said it was an ID. Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. What's up, guys? We're here at Starbucks in Detroit, looking for someone to talk to for my interview. Hey, how's it going? Have a good day. What's your name?
Madison.
Madison, nice to meet you. How long have you lived in Detroit, Madison?
I don't live
here. Oh, you don't live here? How's it going, sir? Has anyone told you that shirt kind of looks like Blue's Clues, like, but green?
No.
It looks pretty chill. I like it. Hey, man, how's it going? Hey there. What's happening, brother? Say what's up to the LinkedIn fam.
What's up, man?
Holla. We are going to try to get some interviews here. My approach is probably really off-putting right now. So being a savant, being socially autistic, it's really hard sometimes. Let's see. I think maybe the glasses might be throwing people off, but, you know, we got a pretty cool crowd here. What's up, guys? You guys from Detroit?
Yeah.
How do you like it here?
Love it.
Yeah, awesome. How long have you lived here? Your whole life?
5 years. Yeah, my whole life.
Awesome. You guys enjoy? You guys all in a group? You guys work together? Quicken Loans. I like that shirt, man. Hey, ladies. Would you guys mind? You guys have a few seconds for a quick interview? I'm doing a documentary about Detroit, and I was wondering if you guys liked it here or... Thank you. Hey, brother. Epo. Hi there. I'm just talking to people on the street, dude. It's kind of funny, dude. So I was like, you know, my strategy is probably really off-putting, but...
Yeah.
This one's mine?
Yeah.
Okay. So I was like, oh, yeah, that one looks a little... That one... Let's do a little comparison here. So this one, I like. That one looks a little dark. Did you put cream in it or what? What'd you get?
Same thing. Just with half and half.
Oh, half.
And turtles, lot of dogs.
Awesome. This guy looks like he's on a mission to go somewhere quick. I better not bug him.
Lava.
All right, 15 minutes? It's probably already over, huh? I wanted to get someone off the street. Hey, brother. Would you mind being interviewed for my podcast? What's your name?
Matthew.
Matthew. So what are you looking forward to doing today?
Well, all I'm doing right now is panhandling, and we've only made a dollar. I'm out here with my wife. She came here from Iowa.
And what brings you guys to Detroit?
Well, I've always been here.
You said your name was Matthew?
Yeah.
Nice to meet you, Matthew. I'm Zach.
Zach, good to meet you, Zach. We've been sleeping outside for the last few months. I mean, I've been homeless before. She hasn't.
Okay.
So it's just not going real well. Nobody's made anything today.
Yeah.
So how long you been out on the streets, man?
Most of the last 6 years.
All right. Do you have any? And I don't mean to like. You know, feel free if you don't want to answer this, but like, do you have any plans to kind of get back on your feet, so to speak?
Well, yeah, you know, we neither of us have IDs or phones. That's what we're working on right now, but it's just not going so well. We're not even really managing food that well.
Yeah, you hungry right now?
No, not really. Someone had given us some pancakes. No syrup, but just plain pancakes. They were okay.
All right. Yeah, man, I got a couple bucks for you, so...
I really appreciate it, man.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for doing the interview, too. I appreciate it. I'm just trying to talk to people from Detroit.
Yeah.
I'm on a road trip doing a documentary and just, you know, wanted to talk to some people, so...
Oh, cool.
Figured you might want to talk and maybe put a shout out. Hey guys, Matthew from Detroit.
Matt,
if you could ask one, like if you just get one thing, would it be a phone? Would it be an apartment for a month? Would it be a job? What do you think would be that next step if you could get one thing just granted to you today?
An ID.
An ID?
An ID.
How come it's so difficult to get an ID? You need a place of residence or?
No. I can use my old address just to prove that I'm a Michigan resident because they cost $12 and it's just always an extra thing to try and come up with, you know, so on top of everything else that we need every day.
So when you have $12 and you're deciding between ID or food, you're going to pick food every time?
Yeah, especially if my wife is hungry. I really don't have much of a choice. You know.
What's your wife's name?
Kate.
Is she around here?
Yeah, she's over by the Mexican restaurant.
Hey, sir, what's your name?
Evan. Hey, you're married already?
Yeah. So, we've been married for 2 months.
Yeah, he has a wife.
You've seen him before?
Yeah.
What do you do, Evan?
Sales and marketing. Oh, what is this?
This is just a off the cuff interview that I'm actually doing an influencer meetup in Starbucks. And so I'm expecting maybe a few people here. They may or may not show up because it's a free event. You know how it always is. So I just like, hey, you know, let me just talk to some people on Detroit. Have you lived in Detroit for a while?
We meet by influencer, and I think I know what you're talking about. I know what an influencer is. Just...
What are your thoughts on influencer?
I really think that people kind of refer to themselves more as content creators.
Yeah, I think that's definitely what I do. I create videos. Obviously, that's what I'm doing right now. But for me, the influencer association with LinkedIn is kind of what I like, and also like kind of breaking the stigma about, you know, some of the negative connotation about influencers, right? Like just like showing some skin or, you know, not really providing any value. So that's why I'm actually talking to Matthew, trying to see like what could get him off the streets. You know, like what is that next step? He said it was an ID.
His parents are rich.
So is he just?
My parents are both retired from the U.S. Post Office. My parents are broke. The last thing they need is me and my wife showing up more than once a month, trying to ask for help.
Why do you think that his parents are what indication?
At least upper middle class or middle class, but not broke.
They have an address in Grosse Pointe, but that's their only claim to anything that sounds rich.
Do you see like your current profession as a job and means to get by, or 'cause 6 years is quite a while, man. I think, you know, with anyone with a brain should be able to kind of, you know, get, you know, and a little bit of support around the community, right?
Well, right. It hasn't been 6 continuous years though. I've had jobs in the meantime. It's just all, my situation has never been that stable.
So you're suffering, like, obviously we all have our own issues. Any mental health issues that you're having? Drug addictions or anything like that?
Well, I have a lot of anxiety problems. My wife has bipolar, and I don't know. She's just new to the city and trying to adjust. I have to be constantly present. If we were to accept a job, it has to be together, you know, because we simply can't communicate with each other without any phones.
What are your thoughts on this, Evan? I see you thinking right now, man.
What I would do, it's kind of hard, but I say one thing that kind of helped me out was having like an address. So if you saw like a PayPal account, they send you a card and then they'll just make some money off of that. Other ways, you got to find some other creative ways.
You could be a content creator around helping other homeless people get out of that homeless, like documenting the journey. I know you don't have a phone, right? So that's going to be kind of hard, but you know, I mean, I'm sure like, shoot, I have a phone that, you know, it's like, got a broken screen in my car, like I'd just give it to you, but like, you know, it seems like think a little more creatively, right? So like, you sounds like, you did you have an experience with being homeless in the past?
A little bit here and there. I was in my stupid 20s.
Okay, how old are you now, Evan?
27.
Awesome. That's I just turned 27 too. So how old are you, Matthew?
I'm 30.
Okay. Yeah, so I want I wish the best for you, man. I know Evan kind of came in here a little, you know, seemed like you were just like a little bit thinking he was kind of bullshitting, for lack of a better word, or
a little bit sometimes.
Yeah. Did you this? And I don't mean this in the like just an honest straight question. Did you intentionally like rip those holes in your clothes, or have you just had them?
This is natural wear and tear from, this is the blanket. Actually, even though it's the blanket that I bring with me during the day, it's the one that I carry. She's got the nicer blanket. It's the one that we put on the ground under us.
So. Right. You're sleeping on the street. Okay. I mean that in the best way. Cause like there's just questions and stigmas that are associated with it. And I think only by talking, having this community really. And so that's why I appreciate you guys stopping and talking. Evan, any last words?
I don't just learn how to sell a skill, I guess. I mean, for me, it was SEO writing. Or I used to, even when I didn't have a laptop, one thing I kind of did was learn about SEO writing, create like a PayPal account, and then try to figure a way how to get that card to you, and then use that to start like an actual bank account, and then you just probably have enough money to be like, to get your own ID. More than enough, really. There's a few. I will start with Text Broker first. But
text broker?
Yeah, a long time ago I used to do like these internet jobs where you work for these companies and they'll just pay you like consistently. I'm not going back to it anymore because I work for private clients now. But
so you have your own business?
I'm more of a contractor. I'm creating a side business on the side, so I don't have to.
You should definitely check out LinkedIn for building your personal brand, getting connections and inbound leads for your business.
Oh, fun fact, I'm actually doing that for a client right now.
LinkedIn video, LinkedIn content creation right now is just super blown up.
Yeah, that's what we're trying. That's what I'm trying to get them to do right now. I shouldn't be saying this much, but we are actually focusing on building like a funnel and build like content so we can build relationships and then convert them into clients later on, so he has like a sustainable pool of new money coming in.
Matthew, any last words?
Oh, I do have a PayPal account, but it's not linked to any card. I would have to put it on someone else.
What's the email associate? Can you say the email and spell it out so anyone listening, anyone listening may want to just send him. I don't know. I mean,
It's Eastside Mafru. That's Eastside, all one word. Mafru, MAFFREW @gmail.com. That's my PayPal account. But
Matthew, thanks so much. And you know, I wish the best for you. Try to set small goals and get small wins. Have that mindset of where you want to be. Find your passion. Like, figure out what.
Do not find your passion. Your passion gets you fucked. You want to find
what you're good at and what the world needs.
Yeah, something like that. Like, your job should not be your hobby. But if they intersect, that's good. But you don't need your job does not need to be your calling. It just needs to fund the rest of your life. Right. I think for right now, I'm kind of like in sales and marketing, but I think my passion is more towards like theater. I don't have to make money being an actor, but I can actually have fun being an actor. Well, I was part of a shoot today.
I was a theater technician for 4 years.
You like gaffing?
Yeah.
Awesome. Maybe find a local shop that you could start volunteering at, or, you know, doing some sort of bartering or.
I know a guy who's actually, you said gaffing, right? Yeah. I know a guy who's probably, that you could probably work for affordable. He actually does his thing for like clients. He just did a shoot at the studio that I was at. I kind of need this card, but.
I have a backpack over there, so I could probably grab, I don't know if I have any paper though.
Yeah, just take a picture of it. Oh, you have any way I can actually like get this to you? Because he may or may not hire, but. It's called the Paddle.tv. He's pretty local.
Does he have an address that Matthew could go visit?
He has a website. He gets a hand of a computer, which you can easily do. Even I did that when I had nothing.
I can look him up.
Yeah, I know he has access to a computer. That's how he actually met his wife.
The public library.
Right, yeah, public library, public services. Yeah, man, we want to help you, but, you know, I've always kind of been in the mindset, like, I saw someone, actually a kid, panhandling in Chicago the other day. I'm on a 30-day road trip. We're doing a documentary. This is actually my job now. A year ago, I was an engineer. I quit that to be a full-time content creator, primarily on LinkedIn, but I digress. The card said, like, his family's house burned down, and I'm sitting there thinking, like, Well, you know, I don't know if they own the house or not. Like, yeah, maybe they lost their possessions, but like, maybe they should have had renter's insurance to cover those damages. And you know, like, what kind of signal is their parents sending their children that like that's the way to get out of? Maybe get a part-time job as a, you know, he's a teen. Like, he could look, or even down the street there was people doing drums, and I was like, I gave money to them because, like, it was entertainment, right? But I saw that, and I'm like, man, I just don't want to support something that, to me, it seems like more of a mindset. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I actually can understand perfectly. So what kind of engineer? Software?
A little bit of software engineering, do a little bit of Python, but mostly my background is controls and automation. It's like industrial processes. Actually, the name of the documentary is Industry 4.0 Road Trip. And so the concept was traveling all across America, talking to, I have like sponsors and interviews lined up. And then also just the vlog and the documentary, the road trip itself, and stuff like this. This may make a snippet into the vlog, but this will also be in my podcast, which is the Zach Scriven podcast. Z-A-C-K, Scriven rhymes with driven, podcast. Anywhere you consume podcasts. So,
okay. Well, thank you, Zach.
Yeah, let me get a couple bucks, man, because I appreciate your time. And I wish you the best. And anyone out there listening, our prayers are with you, Matthew.
Yeah, don't forget to give money to homeless people. You usually need it. Most of us aren't full of shit.
Thank you, man.
It's kind of hard to tell which ones are, though, sometimes.
Yeah.
I remember giving money to homeless people every goddamn time. Then I was always broke. That was also another reason why I was broke. It's not that I... Part of it is reckless spending, but most of it is reckless spending into others. So give with a little bit of discretion. I don't know where the camera is.
Oh, yeah, over there. So, Evan, what's your last name? So that way people can find you as well on LinkedIn?
Wilder. Evan Wilder.
E-V-A-N or E-V?
E-V-A-N, Wilder.com.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. That is, you guys saw it live. I'm not making this up. So I think this is really cool that we connected. I think something valuable is to be learned from this. So thank you, guys.
Up to the camera.
Oh, hey, what's up? Hey.